Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Is it Friday yet?
Not yet! Not yet!
Well then, what is it?
What is it then?
Hump Day!
Wednesday.
Yeah,
Wednesday.
Yeah,
but halfway there.
Wednesday's
tough. Too much talking.
Calm down, people. We still have work to do.
It's showtime.
All right. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, show number 2486. Wednesday, hump day, at about 6:09, middle of the work week.
Yes, it is. I thought sure it was Thursday today, but I guess not. I'm driving out of my little development thinking, these idiots, why is their garbage can still out? Well, because yesterday was garbage day. That's why.
They don't pull them back in.
Well, one of my pet peeves. There's always that one person that they just didn't bring it in. Yeah, so I just walk it up to their garage.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
You don't worry about the cameras, security cameras?
No, I'm doing them a favor. Wow, so here you go. Yes.
They allow that in the Republic, do they?
Yes, we help each other out in the cul-de-sac, Mike. Yes,
we
do.
That's why it's the best place to live, I guess.
Yeah, our domed little area.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. Big thank you right off the bat to Pure Nutrition out in Henderson. Audrey, Nick, Corbin loaded up the trailer. Over 100 cases of bottled water for the Salvation Army in Mike and Carla's 7th annual Project H2O.
Looks great down there. There's just water stacked in our lobby, and you can help the stacking. You can come by anytime between 8 and noon, Monday through Friday.
Or this Saturday, we're going to be out in front of the radio station in the parking lot. It's a drive-thru.
Right,
we're going to be out there from 10 to 2 with Porta Subs. They'll be here as well. 4 cases, free lunch, or a donation of 25 cases or more from your office where you work, like Pure Nutrition, and a 6-foot sub to party with the with everybody else in the office.
Yeah,
so,
very cool.
All the details about Project H2O, tap the free KKLZ app or go to 96.3KKLZ.com. All right, plenty of sunshine with a few high clouds. Highs in the low 90s today. Tomorrow, got 71. Now let's find out a few things we think you should know.
I get all my news from the radio.
There are just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Building to big news.
On 96.3
KKLZ.
Well, there's a survey out on men's bathroom habits. Now, the country where men are most likely to sit down to take a tinkle is Germany. Least likely to sit and tinkle. That is not here in the U.S., by the way. We are right in the middle. Half and half, apparently, guys. They say, whatever, either or. I still don't get. I guess you just, direct. You sit and you direct and you take a load off. So,
what I do.
Yeah, that's what a lot of guys
do. Even my wife finds it odd that she goes, really, you sit down? I go, listen, I got to take a break when I can.
Yes, that's right. I don't want to lean on the wall. I want to make sure everything goes where it should, Jody. That's why
Can I tell you something? You bring up lean on the wall.
Yeah.
There is a dark spot over the urinal in the men's room up here.
Why is that?
Because men are so lazy.
Oh, God, you got to really hang on to the wall, huh?
They got to relax and just, lean in and put their hand or elbow right there. And
really?
I don't get it either.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. Whatever.
I saw a guy in a urinal at a VGK game. He's at the urinal. He's on his phone. He's got his drink. And he's almost like moving in.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go.
I'm not just pee and go.
It doesn't take that long, does it?
There's a line, pal.
Oh, my God. By the way, the most standers, the guys who stand the most, least likely to sit, they're in Mexico.
Oh.
So they don't like to, I've used a couple bathrooms in Mexico. I get it. Just stand.
I think I would stand too.
Yes, and I'm going to as well. I'm just going to stand. Apple has a new mobile feature. I think it's kind of scary. It's in the works. It's called Personal Voice. It's going to allow your phone to replicate your voice after about 15 minutes of reading prompts and training it to do it. It's supposed to help people with disabilities. I think it's just going to be another tool for scammers, but that's what they're doing. I get the intention behind it, but every tool has been turned into something bad.
Because they can replicate your voice.
Yes.
In turn, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Then call relatives.
Yes.
And there, therein lies the scam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. But I, like I say, I get why they're doing it. But you know what? A hammer was made to hammer nails. And then somebody said, oh, I can hit you with it. And then that's what happened. And I'm afraid.
Now you're going to have a safe word every time you call a family member or a friend.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody should establish that. Everyone should establish that.
All right.
And I don't know if you're one of these people who they say they just pretend they don't see a mess and just walk past. Somebody else will clean it up. Like half of Americans say, yeah, I do that. I'm not going to clean it up. The next guy will get it. Somebody did it last night here at the station. They exploded something in the microwave and just left it. Who cleaned it this morning? Yours truly.
Yeah.
Right here. They say, by the way, the top five spots we don't like to clean, just don't like to clean. Floors, rugs, the refrigerator, our windows, and the dishwasher. Microwaves came right after that. They just missed the top five.
I'm surprised.
Five, but
they aren't in the top five.
I mean, I clean mine constantly, but here it was just, it was like spaghetti sauce.
You didn't hear it?
Yeah.
You didn't see it?
Yeah, you didn't see it when you went in to get your food?
Oh, it's that kind of morning, people.
Oh, it was just, no bodies in the front, but spaghetti sauce everywhere. That's right. A few things you should know for Wednesday morning, sponsored by Fairway Buick. Family-friendly pricing only at Fairway Buick GMC East Sahara near Boulder Highway. Visit fairwaybuickgmc.com.
First caller of the morning.
Yeah.
Jackie V on the phone.
Hey, Mike. Hump day. Hey.
That's right.
What day it is?
What day? Yup, is it? And Carla, God love you. God love you for cleaning the microwave.
Thank you, Jackie.
People are odd. Is it? Hey, you guys are going with me, just so you know, tomorrow. Is it tomorrow I reach the accumulation on my medical testing?
Mm-hmm.
I've got to be at the cardiologist for 3.5 to 4 hours. Tomorrow, I go nuclear.
Uh-oh.
They're going to inject a nuclear isotope, and what they're doing, it's called a myocardial perfusion image test.
Yeah.
Wow.
Here's the thing, is that I listened to you guys on the website, and I'm taking my headphones, and it's like, I have to prep for the test, and I'm a heavy smoker. I can't smoke for 12 hours, and mm-hmm. then there's another 4 hours on top of that, no smoking. So I'm going to use you guys to get me in my zen.
Good,
that's kind of
Jackie.
Sad, actually. But
right.
That's, whatever it takes.
Yeah, they're just trying to see how your blood's flowing there, Jackie. So whatever it does take to keep you calm and show them the real deal.
Well, I've got sick blood. It's nice. I'm getting ready to turn 59, and I've got sick blood, and they're already talking about blood thinners. It's like, all right, bonus.
You know, that's Morty's favorite band, Sick Blood.
Thick Blood, yes.
Thick Blood or Sick Blood?
Thick Blood. So it moves slowly.
Oh, yeah, you got to thin that stuff out.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, have fun today. I'm so pleased about everybody's dumping the water. Mm-hmm. It should be interesting to see what the final case count is.
We're looking forward to topping, hopefully, last year.
All right, buddy, so have a great day and good luck tomorrow.
Yeah, Jackie.
Take care. All right, bye-bye.
And Project H2O, again, if you want to find out how to donate and where we're going to be over the next, tomorrow and then all next week.
Right.
Tap the free KKLZ app or go to 96.3KKLZ.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay, so all this week you have a chance to win family four packs to Disneyland Resort to help celebrate 100 years of Disney.
Nice.
All you have to do is listen for the magic wand, then be the 100th caller at 702-739-9636. So, today being Wednesday, you'll hear the wand in the 11 o'clock hour with Wendy Rush.
Okay.
So just be listening in the 11 o'clock hour for the magic wand to be waved by Wendy Rush.
Okay, I like it.
When you hear Wendy wave the magical wand, be the 100th caller at 702-739-9636, and you win a family four-pack of tickets.
And be happy if and when you win. Be jubilant.
Yes.
It's Disneyland.
We had such a great winner yesterday morning.
People were commenting on our winner on Facebook Live this morning.
Yeah.
How just excited she sounded. Was it Stephanie?
Stephanie, yeah.
I think it was. Yeah, yeah. So
all right.
Cool.
So, 11 o'clock hour. And, by the way, for everybody else, if you don't have time to call in, there's a second chance to win on our website at 96.3kklz.com on our contest page.
Perfect.
Which you can register right now or by tapping the free KKLZ app. So, there's
excellent.
All your Disney info. Good luck on winning a family four-pack to celebrate the 100 years of Disney. Okay, explain the situation.
Well, somebody actually wrote our show, and she said, hey, guys, Mike, Carla, our daughter's birthday's Tuesday. She wants to have the day off as one of her presents, wants to do a little spa day with some of her friends. So Tuesday, okay, about a week away, not quite. Mom said, I don't mind the whole spa day thing. I think it's great, but I don't think she should be skipping school. She's, you know, 10, gonna be 11. Only has a few more weeks left to go, so I think she needs to make sure she's getting the most out of these last few weeks of school.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it sets a bad example. My husband thinks it's not a big deal for the same reasons that I want her there. There's only a few more weeks left.
Yeah.
Testing's over. What is she going to learn the last few weeks? And, okay, so she says, to be fair, she never misses school. Hasn't had any sick days all year. I'm just kind of wondering what you guys think about this, taking your kids out of school for their birthday, something like that. Now, she went on, and I'm going to tell you what she said. If you side with my husband, I might not tell him I asked you. Oh, I see.
All right. Well, first of all, Mom, why does a 10-year-old need a spa day?
With some of her friends? I think that's cool. You could do that certainly on a Saturday or something like that, but it's her birthday.
Does a 10-year-old need a spa day?
Well, they go and get their nails painted. They do mani-pedi, that type of stuff.
Okay.
They're not, you know, getting facials and dermabrasion and stuff like that.
The massage and steam.
Yeah, no, it's mostly like mani-pedi, that type of thing.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And I think Wendy's done that with her daughter.
Oh, nice.
As well. But, I mean, missing something? Like, is missing school now? I mean, listen, nobody wanted their kids to miss school, and when I would cut school, I would, you know, get in trouble. But is it that bad at 10 years old to miss
I don't think it's a big deal anymore.
School teachers, tell me.
My daughter takes our grandson out of school left and right.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. And she did say something that I think has more to do with it. She never misses school. She hasn't had a sick day all year. Maybe Mom wants that perfect year of not missing a day. But, I mean, it's teachers, if you're listening, tell me what I'm missing.
Mom and Dad?
Yeah.
Is it that big of a deal anymore for a kid? I know I could never go to my dad or even my mom for that matter.
Yeah.
Listen. It's my birthday.
Right.
I'm thinking about taking a day off.
Right.
Maybe go play some baseball. Maybe go to a baseball game.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah.
I could never see my dad saying, hey, Mike, you don't have to go to school today. You know what we're going to do?
Yeah.
We're going to go to a White Sox game.
Right.
I'm taking you to a baseball game.
Now, see, you say that. I wonder, you know, if it's mom or dad's idea. Then they'd probably take you out, you know? I know
never,
a lot of parents
never.
Say, we're going to Disneyland.
We're going to celebrate your birthday on the weekend, on Saturday.
Yeah, boo, boo.
I don't know, maybe times have changed. Mom and Dad?
Maybe so.
Taking your kid out of school anymore, is it that big of a deal?
Right.
And do you side with Mom and say, yeah, let the kid have a spa day with her girlfriends, and that should be nice. What's she gonna learn in the last day of school or something like that if she misses one day of the last week?
Where are we at here? We've got, what do they have, like two more weeks of school?
If that.
Three as of next week, maybe?
If that.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Okay.
Thumbs up, thumbs down. All right, here's the situation. Mom wants to take her little princess out of school. It's only the last couple of weeks, maybe a week and a half. But
yeah.
She wants to take her daughter out of school for a spa day.
Yes. And when I said friends, what I'm reading, I think, is like with mom and like some of her friends, like relatives, maybe aunts, that type thing, not the girl's friends.
Dad is saying no. Mom is saying, what's the big deal?
No, John? Mom says no. Dad said, what's the big deal?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Then why does mom want to take her to a spa day? I'm confused.
No, her daughter wants the day off.
Oh, her daughter wants the day off.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
But dad says go ahead, but her mom's iffy on it.
All right.
Yeah.
And her mom said,
I don't think it's right to do it.
And if we agree with dad, then she's.
Yeah, I know.
John, what do you say?
I would say, didn't you say that she's going to be with other friends on spa day?
I think she's going to. It's actually, it sounds like possibly family. I don't know in what capacity. So
let her go.
Yeah, I mean, her friends will probably be in school unless they all get the day off. Yay. You know?
Well, mom was saying she's a good kid.
Yeah, she hasn't missed any school.
No, so let her have a day free with mom.
Uh-huh.
Dad can drop them off. No harm, because you know what? When she gets to become a teenager and mom says no, she's going to do it.
Yeah,
so
that's the thing.
Let her have fun with mom.
When I was young, it was so cool hanging out with mom and her friends.
Yeah.
You know, when you're younger. It's so cool.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, a day? How much do you learn on a Tuesday in fifth grade?
Sounds like Carla's going to go have a day.
Yes.
Look, I might.
She's going to join the 10-year-old group.
She's going to call and say, where are you going? I'll meet you there.
I'm going to crash.
Mike, I'm not coming in.
Yeah, I'm crashing a party, Mike.
I'm having a girl's day out.
By the way, Mike, I'm not coming into work today.
No, screw you. Bye.
Bye.
All right, I get it now.
Yeah. Mom, you know, I think mom would be fine with it any other day, but people are writing in, they're like, basically school ends next week, and depending on what school you're in, the week after.
Yeah.
What's the big deal? Now, this is interesting. One of our listeners said, my mom was a federal employee in California. Every Columbus Day was federal employee. They had a day off, but we did, you know, it wasn't a school holiday. But our family went every year, and it taught me the importance of taking breaks and prioritizing family time. Seems kids nowadays miss so much school anyhow for sports and all sorts of other activities. One day at the end of the year, is that really going to make a difference? Now, I'm also learning that apparently they have something here. They get like 10 days, sick days per semester and 10 circumstance absences per year. Do we have those?
We
should have those.
We have those.
Like,
we have a floater.
Right. Yeah, we have one. We got
floating
one.
Day.
Yeah. Anybody out there in regular world knows what a real floater is. That's
but
what
kids have
one.
A circumstantial day.
Circumstance day.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm assuming maybe for a death in a family.
Right,
or
a wedding
like
or a spa day.
They get, that's awesome.
I got to read the educational contract here.
The manual, yes. What is in my, hold on a second. Wait, Clark County School District gets 10 circumstance days.
Wow.
Hold on.
Maybe that's why it's not doing that well.
Yeah, maybe.
Cut
so,
back.
Maybe so. Give
Make the
five.
Kids go to school.
I know, exactly. They made a point, though. A lot of people are saying if you play sports, it seems like you get days off every other day.
Right.
She wants to take a spa day at 10. Doesn't seem like it's going to be that big a deal. And now everybody's saying, basically, without saying, I'm old and cranky. I'm old and cranky. Birthdays used to be fun. It's cool. Mom's brought cupcakes. Got to have a little celebration.
Right.
Now, schools don't allow any goodies. You can't just bring them in because mom might have dropped something in the cupcakes. So, you know, can't
watch this
let
kid
have a day.
As she grows up. I'm such a failure because I took a spa with my mom at 10.
I amounted to nothing because I wanted a mani-pedi. I can't believe this.
Why did I do that?
Oh, my gosh.
Chris, what about you? What do you think?
Really, with the grades and the way that education is now,
mm-hmm.
You can't even spell, much less fill out a job application.
Yeah, I'm sure her 10-year-old self, yes, I'm sure she's going to be highly impacted by taking a Tuesday in fifth grade off.
I get the feeling, Chris, that Carla's in favor of taking the day off.
When mom said she hasn't missed a day all year, she hasn't even had a sick day.
Yeah.
Carla fucks up
every week on the calendar but the week she's off. Because any week that's blocked out, that's a day she thinks she should take off.
Mm-hmm.
But it's us. You. It's like you're betraying us, Carla. You got to be there.
Oh,
I'm not seeing anything at 10 years old, but if we start a standard now, I'm going, okay, I'll let her out.
Yes.
So at 17, the day before finals, yeah, let's have a day off. It's going to be a rough time for you.
No, she's 10. And
no, I know,
said,
but he's saying...
Yeah, it's one birthday. I got news. Next year, she's probably going to want the limo and all that stuff. You know what? Indulge your mom. Get your toes painted.
You're setting a deadly precedent.
All the kids get the day off. There we go. Lost education amongst five minds.
All right, all the girls in fifth grade were going to get a mani pedi.
Yeah, that's right. I'd say it. Please. If she was even in high school, I'd probably say no.
Okay.
She's 10.
I can't even find Janice Ian at 17.
Yeah, oh, I know. We don't have that.
No.
Here, I have to point out, by the way, Chris is like, they can't even fill out a job application. I have a friend who was trying to put in a job application online. Her 14-year-old had to help because it's all online now. You don't fill out job applications. You do it all
Chris,
online.
Pick up the phone. The 80s is calling you.
Yes, exactly.
They're calling you, want you back.
Listen, she's not going to even know how to turn on a radio anymore.
We'll take a break and be back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Here are just a few more things the Mike and Carla Morning Show think you should know.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'll tell you. You know, I don't want to like her. That sounds terrible. But I sure like what she did. Kim Kardashian. She paid off legal fees for more than 50 moms who accumulated debt while they were on parole or probation. All the women have been successfully, they've gone through their rehabilitation efforts. They've been successful. She says, you know, while on probation, they're at a constant risk of returning to prison or jail, not for committing new crimes, but for violations like missing a meeting with their probation officer, often because they're working or taking care of their children. So good for you, Kim Kardashian. That's really cool that she did that. 50 moms.
Is she a lawyer or no?
I believe she is now, yeah.
She passed the bar?
She finally passed her baby bar after three or four times, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Does she have to take a grown-up bar?
I don't think so.
No?
I think it's the school she went to. I don't think she has to take the grown-up bar.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think she has to the adult bar.
This is a baby law school.
Yes.
Well, good for her. You're right, though.
I
mean, as much as it's the bashing she takes from people. There's probably nice stuff she does.
That's a big deal. That's a
good for
huge
her.
Deal, and good for her is right. This is interesting. ABC's going to debut a new series this fall. It's called The Golden Bachelor, and it's The Bachelor for like seniors. I'm sure they'll all be beautiful. You know, they're searching for a partner to share the sunset years of life. Why not? Why not, I say. Now, there is a writer's strike going on right now.
By the way, that should be a fun show.
Yes, I know. You know what? It might be more fun than the original one, because it's just the same show every season.
Right.
Same show every season.
Okay, go ahead.
Maybe the dates will be earlier, though, so that'll be
like 3-4 o'clock.
That's right, yeah. Where are we going? All right. And then where are we playing pickleball? All right, that's fine.
Phase 10.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. The writer's strike, by the way, that is going on. I don't know what's going to happen with it, but it's in full swing. Non-writing staff at The Tonight Show, they will be put on unpaid leave starting next week. Now, staffers at The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Late Night with Seth Meyers, they will continue to be paid. Uh-oh, people are going to be upset about that one. If you're a Squeeze fan, Squeeze and the Psychedelic Furs hitting the road. They will be here in Las Vegas October 14th. At the Pearl Theater at the Palms.
Nice.
I know. Very, very cool. And supposedly there's no longer an egg shortage.
Oh.
This was a big thing on CNN. Yeah, egg prices have dropped by 80%.
Wow.
Since December. So you should be able to find eggs out there. I haven't bought them in a little while now, about $2 or so, they say.
Remember when people were frantic?
Oh, they're $12 a dozen. So you could basically steal the eggs. They're so cheap.
And nobody would know.
So, no.
We're not encouraging. But
No. Uh-uh. No, but they're much, much lower. So
I saw a guy at Sam's Club stocking the show, and he had like a
Did he have
pallet,
like tons of... Oh,
whole
he must
pallet
have.
Of eggs, and I said, I guess they're back now. He goes, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, so eggs are cheaper. You know what? Celebrate with breakfast this weekend. Why not that?
Yeah.
You know what? There you go. A few more things you should know. Sponsored by Henderson Chevrolet.
This is wild. Now, I don't know if it's wild or it's the norm.
Right.
When I read stuff like this, especially as a dad.
Right.
Or a grandfather.
Right.
Federal government might ban chocolate milk in public schools. Elementary and middle schools.
Okay.
People in favor of the ban say it could keep kids healthy, lower rates of childhood diabetes. Well, you don't want the kids with the diabetes.
No.
People against it say chocolate milk is still a net benefit because of all the calcium, potassium, and vitamin D.
Right.
And
yeah.
If their only option is regular milk, kids might not drink it at all. Now.
That's so. Okay. Listen, you know what? At least with the Fruit Loops, he's eating cereal, you know.
Yeah, right.
With the only other option is bran flakes, so at least he's eating cereal.
Now, some cities have already done this on their own.
Right.
For example, Boston took chocolate milk off its cafeteria menu a while back.
I mean, if you think about it, it truly is just pure. When you make it yourself, I mean, you're just pouring pure sugar in the milk.
And federal government already banned whole milk and 2% milk back in 2010.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either, actually.
Huh.
Interesting.
And by the way, as a kid in grade school.
Yeah.
Hey, they're thinking about banning. I don't even know what banning means, first of all.
What?
I'm 10 years old.
Right. I know. But,
and they're taking our chocolate milk away. All of a sudden, you're like a cafeteria in a prison.
I know, exactly.
You know, banging your tin cups.
No, okay, fine, but they're not touching my fudgesicles on Friday. I am a fat kid, and I need those fudgesicles. Oh, my God. And I lived for those things.
I'm sorry, they're doing what?
Oh, yeah. They're not taking
There's
mine
Carla
away.
Just licking. Fudgesicle.
Yeah. Hey, I ate my spinach. Give me my fudgesicle.
All other kids are upset about chocolate milk.
Yeah. Yeah, then take the chocolate milk away. But
where's Brandy? I heard she took a spa day.
Yes, I know. Yeah, that's the biggest problem right there is a spa day.
Was there anything that you recall from last hour, by the way?
Yeah.
Is there anything in grade school that you were afraid they were going to take away? Upset if they did?
I was afraid because fudgesicles went from, I swear we used to get them like every Friday.
Fudgesicle Friday?
Yes. And then like all of a sudden, no fudgesicles. And I think they went to like once a month. I wish they would have taken that goopy meat away, whatever, the Salisbury steak.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't like the wieners and wraps. They could have done away with those, too.
Yeah.
It's just a little thin wiener in a bunch of dough. I didn't like that. I did not like. Now, I don't know what they're serving for school lunch these days.
I would love to go to a grade school just for lunch.
I would, too, actually. If somebody would like to invite me, I would love to go sit
Let's
at a grade
do that.
School,
if there's
school
a teacher out there in the last couple of weeks of school.
I would love to.
Just for us to come by.
Yes.
And stand in line with the kids with our tray.
We go read to them. Please invite us to lunch one day. I would love to.
I don't know what they're saying. And don't do it on a special day.
No, just any day.
Like
any
a regular day so we could see what they're having for lunch.
Great, then I'm going to have to eat that stupid, dumb Salisbury steak, aren't I?
There's Carla.
Yeah.
It's not Fudgesicle Friday, is it?
I don't like this.
Do you have Fudgesicle?
And is there that option now at school, you know, to say what else is there?
We have a cup of ice cream or something?
I would love to. I mean, I don't know. I could look up the school lunch, but I don't know. I know they vary, too, in each level. But, you know, I mean, is there something that they took away?
Or maybe you had a favorite item.
Yeah.
When you were growing up in school.
Yeah.
That they served. What was it?
Oh, wow.
All right. You want to text in, call in? That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Flashback to grade school, elementary school. What was your favorite?
Oh, man.
I used to love pizza burgers.
We didn't have those. I don't remember those at all, but I liked pizza day.
Yeah.
Oh,
open face bun, and then they put like a little pizza on it. It was pretty cool.
I liked Sloppy Joe day.
Oh,
that
did
was
you?
Fun. Yeah, I liked Sloppy Joe day. That was fun.
There's Carla with Sloppy Joe all over her.
I was a chubby kid.
And now, where's my funsicle?
And I still wanted to dance. I'm going to be a dancer.
All right, call in, text in. We'll take a break and be back. Got enough funsicles over there?
I'm good.
Talking about lunch at grade school level.
Oh, my goodness.
Thinking about banning a total ban on chocolate milk at the elementary and middle school level. Mm-hmm. So we were just wondering, what was that one favorite thing from school that you would hope they'd never take away from lunches? Now, Russ is on the phone. Go ahead, Russ.
I'll try not to take offense about the Salisbury steak since I made it last night.
Yeah, I saw it on Facebook.
This
is for my Raina.
Yeah, I can't gag it down to this day. I cannot gag it down.
I couldn't gag down the post.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right?
That's but like, hey, oh, my God.
I love the corn dog back in the day in elementary school, the corn dog day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I must have had like, I don't, because we didn't have corn dogs either. Those came along way later. No, really? We had those nasty wieners and wraps. They just sounded
not a big
gross.
Fan.
Oh, God.
And did you get that one sheet from the school that posted the lunches for the week?
That we put on the refrigerator.
Yeah, and you
Mike.
Just look at it and go, oh, crap.
Ew. But Friday, there's fudgesicles. Friday. Just get through it, man.
I'm doing the pedicure today because I don't want to eat lunch.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Good for you, Russ. All right, people texting in.
These are pretty funny. Sam said, my fake pepperoni pizza was the bomb, even though it smelled like glue.
That had to be good
now,
for you.
I know. Now, this is something we didn't have either. This was popular later, but a couple of people said the French bread pizza.
What?
They would do on French bread.
Wow.
Oh, no kidding. I have a boyfriend who did that. My first boyfriend in high school used to make it. It was like, this is so good.
Wow.
Apparently, that was in schools later on. A couple people also said Sloppy Joe's were so good. Loved Sloppy Joe Day. Now, let me see here. Chili. We would have a day where we had chili, and I would get the hot lunch as well because I would dunk my peanut butter and jelly sandwich in the chili. Okay. But somebody after my own heart right there.
And you're worried about chocolate milk?
We'll combine meals.
Yeah.
That's what we'll do. All right. Melissa said that you'd be surprised, actually, a lot of things that kids can't have. She said, I run the lunch program for our high school. You get like one condiment. That's all you get. Like if you have burgers or something, you get one ketchup. Your milk, like I think somebody else had mentioned, 1% is the highest. That's it. Chocolate milk, if it's non-fat milk.
Oh.
So these are things. However, I look at it like if you didn't have something, you never had it, you don't miss it. Right.
You don't know you miss it.
Yeah, all right. Exactly.
What about you, Gail?
I used to work for the school district, and one thing I think they should ban is the snack shack at lunchtime.
Oh.
So keep the chocolate milk, get rid of all the candy and the hot fries and all the stuff the kids are spending their money on, and sometimes not when their parents know about it, to buy all this candy and crap, but it is a fundraiser, I mean to say, for the school. So
I don't think you're going to get any support from Carla on that.
No. I have to be honest, though, we never had that option. We didn't have
the
anything
snack shack
like that. No, not at all.
No.
So, and I do think we eat a lot of candy and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, kids do. So I don't think that would be so horrible. I really don't. Or maybe you do that once a week.
I'll tell you this, if we're going to go to a grade school, has to be like, what is it, St. Viator?
Like Las Vegas Day School.
Where they have lobster, lobster mac and cheese and stuff like that.
Oh, man.
I mean, if we're going to go, we got to go big, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Go gourmet, huh? Yeah.
There you go. What are you serving up today? We have a nice filet, sautéed mushrooms and stuff like that.
Fine.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Other news.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR.
Mike, I actually have a couple of them today. And this is in honor of Morty, a TikToker. His name's Matt Fodd. He strapped his Apple Watch to his bulldog's leg because he wanted to see, you know, how much is he putting in each day. Well, he was shocked when his dog Bane took only 82 steps in 7 hours. He says, I've been trying to get my own steps up, and I just thought, well, maybe it would make for some good entertainment. Maybe I'd be motivated. Mm-hmm. But when I saw his low step count, I was, you know, a little disappointed and proud at the same time. But there's been a lot of love for Bane. He said a lot of people have said, that's my spirit animal.
All right, a 28-year-old male driver in Colorado got pulled over on suspicion of DUI over this past weekend. At the last minute, check this out, he tried to switch places with his dog.
Yeah.
Who was in the passenger seat. The deputy actually witnessed this maneuver as he was walking towards the car. The man told the cops he wasn't driving the car. And then he got out of the passenger door and tried to make a run for it. Got about 20 yards.
Come here.
Dog's just sitting there are you kidding me? The dog wasn't the only passenger. This is the odd thing. There were two sober people in the back seat.
Oh, come on, dude.
It's unclear why the man just didn't try and switch with them, but obviously he wasn't in the best shape. So.
Wow. Well, in keeping with that, I'm throwing one more at you. There's a guy who's actually taunting the police in Ohio. Tanner is his name. He has a warrant out for his arrest, probation violation. Well, he's taunting them on Facebook, and he's posting things like, you almost had me the other day, and you gotta be faster than I am. And as of like right now, they still haven't caught this guy. He's 20 years old, and he just keeps teasing the police. You know what? He's pretty ballsy, too, if you ask me. Man alive, that is your other news.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
Okay, we're back.
I'm ready. 96.3 KKLZ.
Show a little bit of good news, hopefully start that workday off on a little more positive note. Sponsored by Legacy Air. This is such a great story. A retired Army vet, his name is Kevin Bittenbender. He ran the Pittsburgh Marathon last week, less than a year and a half after his left leg had to be amputated. And how's this for support? His surgeon, also trained for it, ran the whole thing with him. Now, the amputation came because he had a lot of burns from a burn pit when he was in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. He said that's all he had on his mind were the people that he lost in Afghanistan, which is really sad. But he did it to raise awareness and funds for, it's called Hope for the Warriors, which is a nonprofit dedicated to helping military members and veterans reintegrate back home. He suffers from PTSD, and he says the organization is the reason why he is even alive today. Amputated leg, ran 26.2 miles.
Wow.
Man alive.
You know, you hear stories like this, and then you look at your own life.
It's like, what do I have to complain about? Come on.
Really? Yeah. If you have a feel-good happening in your life, submit it through the M&C mailbag at our website, 96.3kklz.com. Get ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Portisubs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Portisubs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portisubs.com. You can get free lunch from Portisubs, a donation of 4 cases of bottled water, donated to Project H2O. They're big sponsors, and we thank them for that. Otherwise, Wendy Rush coming in next. She will have tickets for Earth, Wind, and Fire. Plus, I believe on her show, she has the family 4-pack.
Oh, what?
The Disneyland.
Uh-huh.
So make sure you're listening to that. All right. Do have a great day. We're back tomorrow. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
Hit the mic. Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today? Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the free KKLZ app on the Apple or Google App Store. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.